Gonna go to the microphones again. We have with us Mr. Jim Turr. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good morning,
How's
Joseph.
It going?
Nice to see you. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I'm here to let people know about a replay of an event we had last year that went really well. In August, we did something called the Video Treasure Hunt, which was a benefit for the nursing program at Luna, and raised over $2,000 for the nursing program, which, by the way, I just read in the paper, it's back on track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And, I had some, and there was a lot of participation in that treasure hunt, especially by families and like that, which was very satisfying to me, because I kind of had that in mind for something for families to go out and do. And I was amazed that all the clues were found. They weren't all that easy, really, a lot of them. And all the treasures were found, and many, many businesses donated gifts, gift certificates, meals, art, everything. And I, even with all that participation, I ended up with a few prizes from last time, some books by signed by celebrity-type authors. And I thought, well, I'd do it. I wanted to give those away, and I thought of another treasure hunt for a good cause, and that is the raising funds for Nepal, the disaster there, where most people know, like 8,500 people have died, and many more are misplaced, and millions are literally out of their homes, and it's a very isolated country. They have only one airport, and it's barely big enough to bring in all the relief supplies. So a lot of organizations are trying to help, and there are a lot of websites where you can make contributions, like redcross.org. But anyway, I just thought, well, here's a chance to stimulate local contributions to that and show how generous Las Vegas is, which I'm sure a lot of people have already donated. But so I thought I'd have a treasure hunt again to benefit Nepal relief. And we're going to do it this Sunday, again, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, very early. The video is going to go up on the website with the clues, the website being VegasTreasureHunt.com. And same website, and there's going to be a video with clues, and people and families who want to go out and look will go out, at least like they did last time. There was an amazing number of people who went out last time.
So
had a lot of fun.
Yeah. What kind of prizes now can people win?
Oh, man, businesses have really stepped up again. May I read a quick list?
Sure.
Well, BTU Do It Center, again, jumped in first with a big $50 in gift certificates. Two artists from El Zocalo Gallery who do beautiful stuff. Gift certificates from Abraham's La Tiendita, The Skillet, El Sombrero Restaurant, Dick's Deli, Domino's Pizzas, Charlie's Spick and Span, The Dairy Queen on 7th, El Encanto Restaurant, and Johnny's Mexican Kitchen and La Fiesta Restaurant so far. And then a lot of other great prizes, like two sets of VIP tickets for the music festival, Meadow City Music Festival this summer, and body work from Haya and from Buena Vida Physical Therapy, massage sessions, and a room at the Historic Plaza Hotel, and it's all kinds of stuff. People really have jumped in again with gifts, and I have these books by many celebrity authors, including the Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, is that what they call it? From Santa Fe? The guy from Santa Fe who writes that series? Very popular. And so a lot of prizes, and there's no entry procedure. I'm just doing this in the hopes that anybody who's going to participate or anybody who hears about it will make a contribution, go to one of the many, many websites that are handling Nepal contributions, one of the many organizations on the ground there, and make a contribution. So that's all. And the video is going to be different this time. If you remember, if you looked at the video I did last time, it was quite a, with the clues for the treasure locations.
Yeah.
It was very involved, and it was made especially for that event, and it involved it was partly made for a movie I'm putting together, which involves a lot of scenes in Las Vegas. But this time I decided to take some of the many videos I have already done for Las Vegas, which, by the way, have had like a 3,000 on YouTube and stuff, which have had like over 300,000 views, just the ones about Las Vegas, including yours. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know that video we did of the station, mm-hmm. Small Town Radio? You mm-hmm. may wonder how that could provide a clue. I'm going to use that in this current.
Oh, yeah.
And you may wonder how that could provide a clue, and I'm not sending people up here to the radio station. In fact, all the prize locations are, again, within a walking downtown area, so hopefully people will not get in their cars and run each other over, running around looking for these things. It's all a family event within walking distance downtown. But anyway, you may wonder how I could put in a clue that relates to KFUN, but I did.
Yeah.
And it's not driving up here to KFUN. So again, it's going to be Sunday, this Sunday at 7 o'clock, the video with the clues is going to go up on the website, vegastreasurehunt.com, excuse me. And, just gotta take out your little pad and make notes and watch the video and run out and find the prize tokens.
All right, yeah.
Did you participate at all? No, I didn't. Wow, a lot of people did. It was amazing. And like I say, it was particularly gratifying to me that a lot of families went out as a group and were hunting around. And I think it's just a great way to circulate and enjoy the community and do something on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hope it's not as wet as it was last night.
All right.
Anything else?
No, not...
Well, you had a lot of questions for the winery guy, Joseph. You're usually so inquisitive. Anyway, I always appreciate the chance to talk about what's going on up here.
Sure.
And again, I always remind people, people may think it's just normal that a town has a radio station with conversation in the morning, but it's not. There's almost none anywhere anymore that I know about.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Joseph. Good luck with this.
Can I state the website again?
Sure, please do. Yeah.
Okay, vegastreasurehunt.com. You can see all the prizes, all the businesses that have contributed. You can read something about this. Oh, and by the way, I also list many of the organizations that are recommended for Nepal relief that are really doing the work and on the ground there.
Yeah.
And that aren't scams, is what I mean to say. And, so I'm hoping people will contribute. So if you go to the website, vegastreasurehunt.com, you can see what it's all about. And if you go there Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, you can see the video with the clues and go out and get the prizes.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, folks, just about the top of the hour, this is KLVF FM 100.7 and KFUN AM 1230 and KFUN FM 103.7. In the original Las Vegas, New Mexico, temperature-wise, we stand at 59.